Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. And today, I thought we were going to be talking about our intros, our outros, even our midway point, but instead, we're talking social media challenges. And what do I mean by that? Well, this is inspired by some of the conversation we had yesterday with Lloyd George and something Simona was sharing. It sparked a whole conversation today, and we want you to be a part of it. So if you don't mind, please share this with a fellow podcaster and give us 2 minutes, and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Morning, podcasting morning chat. My name is Mark Ronick. I am your host for today, along with a plethora of co-hosts. And today, yeah, we're going to be discussing the podcast intro, the outro, and what I believe is the ever so neglected midway point of the podcast. I'll explain that a little bit more. My thought around this topic is really to help us in, like I said, enhance what we're doing, because quite frankly, I'm just going to say it. I think there are a lot of podcasts out there that are kind of stale, kind of dull, because they're not putting in enough effort into keeping their audience engaged. In other words, they're simply relying solely on the content, on the guest. And yes, you can get a lot of compelling content out of that. But let's be real. Podcasts are shows. We do want to keep their attention, keep them, for lack of a better word, entertained. I say that because I understand some of our content isn't entertaining. It's not meant to be. It could be super serious. Either way, I think that when we're putting on a show, we have to consider the different ways to keep an audience engaged. And I think a great way to do that is to focus on those intros, focus on what can we do halfway through the show, and then how do we end the show where they don't just say, oh, it's the end. I can just hop off and go catch the next show before they even hear what you have to say at the end of your show. And I know I told the moderators, I gave you guys a little heads up this morning on the icebreaker, and then it dawned on me there's something, a different direction I want to go, because I was proud to see Chris W., who surprisingly isn't in the audience right now, because I say that because normally he is here. He left a voice message in the Empowered Podcasting House here on Clubhouse. So it's a way that you can engage with us and the community using your voice. If you're listening via podcast, if you've never been on Clubhouse, that's a whole other conversation I could explain at another time. Maybe I'll do a little supplementary episode for those who are interested in joining us live that are solely podcast listeners. And there I see Chris W. has joined us. Chris, your ears must have been ringing. I was just calling you out, appreciating your voice message that you left the community yesterday after the show. And what I want to do is play this, and then I'll ask a question for the floor. So with that, I'm going to play Chris's message, and then let's talk about it.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to use this feature and try it out. I've never tried it here before, but I just thought I'd jump on and try it. And I just want to say today's morning chat was fantastic. It was great hearing from Lloyd.
Oh, I was just going to say, I should have given you a little context. This is in reference to our conversation yesterday with Lloyd George.
It was great hearing from Lloyd. Can't wait to get to know him better. I subscribed to his newsletter. And yeah, today I actually re-listened to the morning chat as soon as it was available for re-release, because it was so good. So I just wanted to thank everyone for today. And I'm kind of like stuck on something though. Simona mentioned how much she hates social media, and I think that's the biggest reason I'm still like, I'm not pushing through to, like my brother and I are having fun doing what we're doing, but I hate social media. So like, I feel like we could be doing so much more if I just totally went all in on the social media game. But I hate it so much. So I so identified with Simona when she said that. And I don't know, there were some good suggestions, you know, Mark's suggestion about when he found his Kermit, you know, something he loved to do, engaging with that. I mean, some of the content that we put out, I like doing that. It's just in general, I just despise social media. So it's like, it's a tough place to be. So I'm in process, and I just wanted to thank you guys for, today and get my brain thinking. So if this is a way for people to chat, jump on in and share your thoughts from the chat.
Yeah, so I'm bypassing that, Chris. And yes, I did want to encourage people, pardon me, I wanted to encourage people to use that new feature. Hold on a second. Pardon me. Use that new feature, but I felt compelled to share it here in the room. And I'm curious, can anyone else, whether you're on stage or you're in the audience, come on up if you want to share. Can anyone else relate to feeling torn about using social media for your content? And what aspects do you enjoy or find challenging? I'm curious. Yeah, Alex, you want to start? Go for it. Good morning.
Social media it's a pain. You know, it's a necessary evil. And I mean, I know there's a lot of people that are really great content creators out there that love it, but I don't know if it's you know, everybody wants to be so creative that you want something to go viral, or it's just you got to put out certain content when you have an episode. But you know, you can use ChatGPT for ideas, but it's a time suck. In a lot of cases, that's the problem. It's just a time suck. And when I say cookie cutter, you don't want to have cookie cutter social media stuff, because you want to have it a little bit different every time. But, you know, you have to provide value. And sometimes that, you know, it's time.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex. And that really struck a chord with me, because I was having that struggle yesterday. I'm having a struggle with my throat today. Yeah, I was having that struggle yesterday because I was so excited about, I agree with Chris. I think yesterday was a great episode, and I wanted to share some of that on social media. And I was struggling because, yes, to Alex's point, I didn't want to put out something cookie cutter. I could have easily made an audiogram and popped that out there. And it didn't feel like I was giving enough respect to the show by doing it that way. And so, yeah, I struggled and it took way more time than I wanted it to. So, yeah, I feel you. It's
one last thing.
Yeah.
All the tools that are out there, and I don't care what the tools are, you know, you have all these, you know, Opus clips and whatever else. And I guess just because we're all human, it's never perfect. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's always, oh, could you have gotten a second more or a second less? Or, you know, it's never perfect. And that's the frustrating part. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's a learned thing.
Absolutely. And I saw Sid and I saw Amanda put their hands up. So, Sid, good morning to you. Do you want to add anything to this? Sid? There he is.
I can find the mute button. Good gracious. Good morning, everybody. I need more coffee, I think, this morning. You know, I think this conversation is very interesting. And, you know, as I was listening to Alex talk, the first thing that came to my mind is mindset and our mindset around social media. And then the second thing comes to mind is, what's our goal with social media? What is it that you want to accomplish with it? You know, there was a time in my life that I wanted to be out there. I wanted to be there every day. I wanted to be posting valuable content. And I feel like I still do post valuable content. But my life has changed. My business has changed. I am super busy. And I don't have the time right now to commit to doing that. But my mindset around it is I actually like doing it. I enjoy doing it. I have fun creating 25 videos to get a 30-second clip to post on TikTok, right? But I think you just got to look at your mindset around it. What's your goals with it? And is it a valuable tool for you? And then decide what to do or what not to do with it. But I'm going to harp on that. I just think it all goes to mindset.
Yeah, I think so too. And I appreciate what you're saying. I think if we set clear intentions and expectations ahead of time, or even right now, if today's a new day and a new start, yeah, understanding what are my intentions, what are my goals, how do I want to use social media? And then that gives you, I think, would give you peace of mind and an understanding of what you're doing and when you're doing maybe too much because maybe, or too little because maybe it's not in alignment with those goals.
And I also get, Mark, that everybody's looking for, you know, how you can drive business into your revenue. I also know that there's this whole allure with the 15 seconds of fame and having a video go viral. If your goal is to have a video go viral, you're going to work for years in order to get one 30-second clip to go viral. To me, that's not the right goal. That's not a good goal. Your goal should be to add content, valuable content, information, resources, if you're a business, and tools to the community that you're trying to attract and the community that you serve. If your goal is to go viral, keep wishing on that one because it's going to take forever.
Thank you, Sid. And looks like you got a lot of people agreeing with you on that one. And
sorry about that.
No, not at all. Let's go to Amanda, and then I see Nick's got something. So yeah, Amanda, good morning. What did you want to add?
Good morning. Sid took the words right out of my mouth. It's, you know, what is your goal with your social media? And, you know, for me, it's know, like, and trust. You know, I want people that are in my community to get to know me beyond the podcast. Because there are things that I'm planning in the future that I would want people to be comfortable in joining, in, you know, entertaining. So I put myself out there with the mindset of I want people to get to know me. I want people to get to like me, knowing that, keeping in mind, I'm not for everybody. And, you know, to trust me so that when I do these future events or whatever, you know, it may be, they're more inclined to join in and become a part. So I think, it's keeping in mind what, like Sid said, what is your end goal? And if it is planning future events, such as in-person events, you know, you want to put yourself out there more. And not to mention, you know, it's a great confidence booster. If you do have in mind, like, you know, one day I'd love to host my own in-person event, or I would love to, you know, be a part of an expo or a conference in regards to podcasts and maybe speak. Boosting your confidence by showing your face on social media consistently will allow you to take those stages with more ease. So that's what I want to share.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And speaking of conferences, I have to say, I've just shared here live in the room, and I'll share it in the show notes, a link to get your tickets to the Empowered Podcasting Conference, our conference that we're doing at the end of June, June 28th through the 30th. Tickets now available. It's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we want you to be there and be a part of it. We're also in the final days of taking speaker applications. And we have quite a few, but we need more because there are definitely, we can't have all of the speakers, but we want as many as possible because we really were looking to make this a well-rounded event. We want a little bit of everything for everyone who is interested in podcasting or creating content. So please join us there. Hit that link. Amanda, did you want to say something about that?
No, I was going to say, see what I did there for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Great segue. And I'm going to go to Nick or Val. Did you want to say something about the conference? Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Can you guys hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to comment on the posting on social media. I love the thought of, and I think Sid said it, is just having that intention and knowing exactly why you're posting. I've gotten a little bit of fatigue because I am using AI in many different ways. I just don't like that sometimes AI takes the personality out of my voice. So a lot of times I have to hit back and go, no. Don't use the same five words, journey, dive, join. It drives me to drink when I think about, because I'm thinking I want it to say what I would say. And then I'm thinking, no, I'll just say it. And then sometimes I'll tell it to rewrite it and it'll rewrite it exactly the way that I said it. And I'm like, that's good. So it's just giving me kind of a wink and a nod. My posting fatigue on Facebook is what drives me a little nuts. I was every week doing a video and telling people about the podcast. And then I was sending a message via Best Messenger that would compliment that. And it was to at least the same 10 to 20 people that are my friends that I actually talk to, actually have their phone numbers. And probably about a year ago, Facebook was like, we're accusing you of spamming. You're a spammer. And I'm just like, so you have AI telling me that I'm a spammer when I've been doing this podcast since June 2020. Yeah, right. How'd it look? Okay. So anyway, my social media fatigue is the spamming side of things. So now I have my own website, which I hope will be finished. I'm working with a web designer right now, and I just want to market the website versus me trying to scream on social media. Cause, I'm a woman of a certain age and I don't want to scream no more. I'm good. Back to you, Mark.
I feel you. Thank you for sharing that. And I certainly relate. I'm sure others can too, on the fatigue of the spam. It is real. It's annoying. And I get particularly annoyed by it because I feel like it puts others who are being genuine and genuinely trying to make a go at social media. It's kind of watering us down. It's making us look bad. I can't stand that. I'm with you. Nick, you wanted to say something, and I saw Simona did as well. We've got John on stage, so we've got people that want to comment on this, so I'll keep it going. Nick, what did you want to add?
Yeah, when Sid was talking, he got me thinking a little bit as well. You almost want to think about the social media as an extension of whatever your goal is. So if it's your business that you're trying to promote, you want it to be an extension of your business. If it's your podcast you want to promote, think of it as like an extension of your podcast and another way for people to interact with you. So you might do an episode. I'm just thinking of Chris. They have an entertaining show. They cover a lot of fun topics. Maybe you do a social media post that talks about one of those topics that you guys discussed or talks about one of the things that you guys had like a discussion or maybe you had an argument on or just something that happened within the episode, and you can talk about that and get feedback from the community, like have them weigh in and then tell them to go check out the podcast and drive people to it that way. It's almost like spinning your own content to a way that encourages engagement from people outside of social media or on social media.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. And I saw several people agreeing as well. And actually, I'm going to bite my tongue for a second because I want to give everybody an opportunity. Simona, did you want to add something? Good morning.
Good morning. You bet I did. So just to bounce off of yesterday and everything we're talking about right now. So if I look at my own social media content, I don't enjoy creating social media content. I think of like how much stuff I have to do in a day, and it's always the last thing on my priority list. So I make sure to leverage my podcast, and I take the content out of my podcast and use it in different ways. So I'll create like a carousel post for my podcast. I'll create a reel. Sometimes I'll take the audio and do like a B-roll video, for example. I do this a lot on Happiness Happens, where I'll take an audio clip and I'll just put a reel together of just different photos or different videos and kind of do like a montage of them and then put the voiceover behind it. So I try and think of the things that I already have. Or because I know I'm not someone who can create content in real time, even when I'm at an event or if I'm out somewhere, it's not the first thing that I think about. But I will set up, you know, my phone. And if, for example, if I was like repainting my basement a couple months ago, I set up my phone for, you know, a couple of minutes and I did a time lapse video. All of that kind of stuff, even if you're going for a walk and you're in nature, like a video of nature, like all those little things are ways that you can create content without having to take your face and put it on the front and center of the camera. So you can take that content and you can pair it with a trending sound on social media. You can add your own sound. You can have like quote text on it. So those are the ways that I create social media without having to be reactive to what's going on. When on the podcast side, I always take what is in the the episode. And if I do a solo episode, I'll pull out like 4 or 5 extra clips from that episode, and then I'll just bank them for later. So if you go and you look at my social media, it is active, but none of that stuff is me doing it, you know, in real time, or like it's not while I'm doing something else typically. So there's that. And then the other piece that I wanted to offer the room today is looking into something like many chats. So for example, Val, you were saying that you send out personal messages. Using many chats, you can have those messages automated. And so people would comment a keyword, and then once that keyword is triggered, they get sent a message directly of, hey, thanks so much for, you know, being interested in this, whatever it is, here's the link to it. So those are a couple of ways that you can just get around it. So I find that's helpful for my own self to do all of those things, because as someone who doesn't have the mental capacity in this current moment of my life to go and create content, at least I know that the content that I'm putting out there is relevant and taking it from my podcast. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of speaking engagements, a lot of opportunities. I've had people message me and say, wow, your content is amazing. And I'm like, really? Okay. So I would just say those couple of things.
Well, I appreciate that. And being that your share yesterday was kind of the inspiration for this part of the discussion, I think that's appropriate to hear how you get past it. So thank you. And yeah, I mean, look, I'm staring right now at Simona's Instagram page, and I know what she's talking about with some of that content where it's not necessarily her front and center talking to camera, giving advice, giving tips. It's more, we'll call it B-roll. And those videos that I'm looking here just at view counts, those videos are do particularly well for her. So she's not just blowing smoke and saying, oh, just do that. That'll help. It does help. It does get eyes on your content. And I can't help but, you know, I do agree. I did agree with Sid and the others here about the idea of knowing what your intentions and goals are going into using social media. And for those that aren't, I agree. Yes, if they don't have those goals set, that fatigue can be very real and kick in almost a guarantee at some point if you don't like using social media. And I think about it, I do think there's another element too. I think social media, for when we talk about it in the context of podcasting, that's the platform, the videos, the carousels, those are our commercials for our brand, for our podcast. And we have to, we are using it to promote, and we, how do I put this? It's a grind. We didn't necessarily sign up for that, right? We're one person that, for many of us, it's one person that's doing everything to get this podcast episode out the door. And then to have to then stop and now focus on promotions and marketing and social media, some of us, that's just not what we wanted out of this, and we did want a podcast. So I just want to call out that, yeah, sometimes that fatigue is that we're wearing so many hats, and some of those hats we don't even want to wear. And it doesn't have to do necessarily with mindset. It just has to do with that's not the area of expertise that I'm looking to build. Nick, did you want to add something?
Yeah, this was actually, I had thought about this when we were having our discussion yesterday, and we kind of moved off topic, so I didn't bring it up, but I think this is a good point to bring it up. The posting of social media, the creating the content and posting on social media, I would say is probably the most passive action that you can do on social media. I know that sounds kind of funny because there's a lot of time and work and effort that goes into creating the content, but we can't dismiss the having the interactions and creating our own interactions, having discussions with people on social media, because that alone is going to do more for you than posting the content. And I can say with 100% certainty that that works, because I was very active on Instagram for probably a good year, where I was constantly having conversations, constantly interacting, and it showed in my content. I was getting tons of engagement. Since then, I have limited the amount that I've been reaching out to people, having one-on-one conversations, doing the engagement part of things, and my engagement on my account dropped way down. My reels don't get as many views, don't get as many comments, likes, all that kind of stuff. So I would say, rather than worrying and focusing and spending so much time on the content itself, find ways, look for people on social media, start conversations, interact with other people's posts. I think 80% of your time on social media should be that, as opposed to actually creating the content. Yes, you want content on the profile. You want people to see what it is you do and what you're about, but it's the one-to-one interactions or posting on stories, like that type of thing, that's going to do you so much better.
Thank you for saying that, Nick. And yeah, I'm guilty of that too. I'm guilty, meaning I used to be super active commenting on other people's posts, not just commenting with an emoji, but actually thoughtfully commenting. I do sometimes only use emojis, and I think when you're commenting thoughtfully, you're going to get more attention that way. You're going to get the person, the creator's attention. You're going to get the attention of others that have eyeballs on the comments. I think it's so important. And I do think that the dreaded algorithm does pay attention to that. They want to see us using the platform as much as possible, both as creators and as consumers of the creation. So important. So thank you for saying that, Nick. I want to check in with John, who's been on stage most of the morning. Good morning, John. What did you want to add?
Good morning. I love Facebook. I love it because it generates traffic to my website, which generates revenue from Facebook. And by the way, the quickest, easiest way to avoid getting the spam trigger for Facebook is limit your sharing of your post to no more than 4 at a time, and wait 30 seconds and share to 4 more groups. If you do 100 groups at once, you're going to get, I'm going to use an arbitrary example, you're going to trigger their thing and you get blocked for 24, 48 hours. I never get blocked. Secondly, I never do what people talked about. I don't engage with people's posts. I don't respond to people. It's very rare I do that. And I never, ever create videos, audiograms, reels, any of that stuff. I work on creating content that builds a community, that grows the community, which is now almost 46,000 followers, which generates more increased traffic when I post episodes of my show. So I really focus on engagement. And the main thing is I use Google Analytics to track what's working. And I found out programs like X and Instagram, while they're great for the intended purpose, they don't do squat when it comes to delivering traffic. So for me to spend a lot of time creating content for platforms that don't perform for me is a waste of my time, and I can't get that time back.
That's fair. Thank you, John. And I do want to point out, I think it's also fair to say that I don't want to say it's easier because John works hard at what he does.
Yeah, I just got done posting, scheduling posts up until about 3 o'clock on 2 main Facebook pages. Now I'm going to take my dog for a walk, and then I get back, I've got 3 other pages to schedule posts for. And it's not for getting a reaction, it's for growing a business. And I really don't care what people comment and what they say. I don't even notice it. I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. And I think where I was going with this is that also John has the benefit of a radio audience as well, right? So his discoverability in some ways works differently than many of us on stage who don't have that luxury of a radio right. program.
But here's the thing. I also advertise my Facebook a lot in my show, including the podcast. Mm-hmm. The question we pose to people here is how many people with their podcasts are actually advertising their content, their social media, their website, Clubhouse, things of that nature, where you can increase discoverability. Let people know you are everywhere and let them know there's something in it for them. Not, hey, look at me. What's in it for them?
Agreed. I think that there's some kind of hang up that podcasters, independent podcasters have about spending money on advertising. And of course, one of those hangups could very well be there's no budget for it. But I think it does go beyond that in the circles that I've come across. I think there's just this turn your nose up at the idea of spending money to be discovered, but it works. I mean, Simona's got a whole month's worth of content on her podcast all about successful Facebook and Instagram advertising. And she had Megan Shields, who we had on a couple weeks ago, talking all about that. Sid, you had something, and we have some new people up on stage as well. So let me go to you first. What did you want to add?
Always appreciate everything that John has to share. And I think my important takeaway from what John just shared was he knows what works for him. He went through it. He did the work. He knows what works for him, and he's leaning into that. And I think that's a message for all of us. Find out what works for you and do more of that. Thank you, John. And Simona had her hand up too, Mark.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, Sid. Go ahead, Simona.
I was coming to literally say the same thing. I actually dropped that in the chat. And I just said, I truly think that whatever content you want to create, that's a general you, works as long as it relates to you and as long as it makes sense for you. I know I saw Soda wrote in the chat earlier that she has a hard time creating content for her podcast because she likes to just go on social media and talk about other things. Do that. That's how other people get to know you. Like, do that. If that's what you want to create, do that. It doesn't always have to lead back to just your podcast. Like, you are so, like, yes, your podcast is an extension of you. And again, I'm using a general you, not just a specific you, Soda. Your podcast is an extension of you, but you are so many more things than just your podcast. So why not get creative and multifaceted? And exactly like John said, he's figured out what works for him. That is so important. What works for John might not work for me, but John's going to do it that way because that's exactly what works for him. And I think we have to remember that we can all give a million and five tips and ways to create social media content. But at the end of the day, I'll never prioritize creating videos the way that Nick, Mark, and Lloyd do. Because A, I don't have the time. B, that's not my skill set. And C, it's not really one that I care to learn, to be honest with you. You know, but I do know what works for me right now. And maybe that will change one day. Maybe I'll just hire Nick to do it for me. Anyways, I digress.
Yeah. I want to make it very clear. If you guys, and I probably, maybe I'll share some moving forward, but if you only saw me while creating content, because you will definitely hear coming out of my home studio, lots of profanities, frustration. You may hear something fly across the room once or twice. It's yeah, Nick has probably seen it. Nick has probably seen it from my content that he helps me helps edit for Next Gen Podcaster. Yeah. Yeah, I don't necessarily always have fun with it, but when it's content that I am actually enjoying or feel really strongly about, the frustration is a lot less. Alex, did you want to say something? Go ahead. Or was that an accident? Okay, let's go. We have Jonathan on stage. Don't get that confused with John, who just shared. Good morning, Jonathan. What did you want to add?
Good morning. To a certain extent, we've probably beaten the proverbial horse with this one, but I just wanted to say, you know, social media isn't about necessarily promoting your podcast. It's about creating relationships and understanding who your audience is and then building and using it just as an extension of yourself, like we were saying. So finding a way that works for you, and it may not work for anybody else. It may just be the way that works for you. You know, as Simona was saying to Soda, whatever you want to create, create that and make that work for your podcast. My personal struggle has been having my own personal page and the podcast page to maintain. But once I get that under control, it'll be much easier. But yeah, just figure out what's going to work for you and what that's going to look like.
Thanks, Jonathan. And I want to quickly say that, you know, the way you started your share, which I thought was a very valuable one, thank you. I think that, you know, you said something along the lines of, I know I'm beating the dead horse here. And I think it's important to recognize that sometimes different people say the same things on this stage or elsewhere, but it hits differently hearing it from different people, right? So in other words, what Simona just said may have resonated strongly with, I'll just call somebody out in the audience, with Stacy, right? But the way John said it, maybe it didn't resonate as much with Stacy, but it resonated a lot with Brian. It's just the way our chemistry works. Sometimes we connect more with what one person says versus the other. Alex, what did you want to add?
Yeah, just quickly. I just think it has to do with comfortability of tools. And I think, you know, whatever tools you're comfortable with, you can use them to get the product out. And if it's a difficult process for you, it makes it a lot harder. I think that's the main thing. Not that I don't like putting social media content out, but it takes time. And yes, you got to put the effort in. I'm not saying you don't, but it also there's not one thing where you can just upload a video and it's going to do X, Y, and Z for you, and it's going to push out the perfect whatever. Yeah, I mean, there's things that are really close, but it's still a process. And I think once you get comfortable with all the tools that you have or that you want to use, I look at Simona for a second. If she really wanted to go all in with it, it would probably take her no time to get into it. But it's just not her thing, like you said, or it's not somebody's thing. And when you have these podcasts, it's like hard enough sometimes to get the podcast out if you're doing everything. But yeah, you know, it is a mindset, but it's also, I think it has to do with what tools am I going to use and how much time and effort is it going to put into it? Doesn't mean you still don't do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. I think it does help when you're comfortable with the tools that you're using for sure. Yeah, Simona, go ahead.
I'm feeling like that was like a personal challenge for me to up my social media game, Alex. And I kind of feel like it's
actually it wasn't. It wasn't at all. No.
No, I feel like accepting the challenge.
Oh.
It just proves that the script won't do it for you. You actually have to use another tool.
Honestly, if I made just a script content, I would probably have such a successful YouTube channel.
You probably
Alex
would
be my number one view every single week.
Yes.
Oh, you have a YouTube channel? I don't subscribe to the script YouTube channel.
You probably would, Simona. It's not a bad idea. I want to say hello to Kanicki. Kanicki, welcome to the stage. Welcome to the Podcasting Morning Chat. I believe this is maybe your first one. If not, it's definitely your first one on stage. So good morning. And what did you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, things just always work out because I woke up late this morning and I never get to come here, but I see your room pop up on my phone. And I'm normally not able to come because of work, but I guess I woke up late today for a reason. So that's good. So for me, I just wanted to say that the comment about posting on other people's social media platforms and things like that, you know, that I didn't realize like how helpful that was to me because I've been doing that for a while just with creators. I don't do it arbitrarily, but if I see a creator whose content that I'm a huge fan of or I really like what they're doing, it's like, okay, I see you, girl, you know, or I see you, guy. And it's there, it creates this sense of like mutual respect. So everybody that's in this room, like naturally, even though I don't know like 95% of you guys, I still have this like insane amount of respect for all of you because I know what you're doing and we're on the same wavelength. We're all kind of creating, we're doing these amazing things. And so it when people all get gather in the same space together that are that way, you know, there's this sense of just camaraderie and respect for one another because we're on the same level. But as far as commenting on other social media posts, I apply that same concept to their content and we'll post and I'll say, oh, I see you, girl. Oh, I respect that so much. That's such an awesome point of view. You know, thank you so much for sharing this. I learned a lot, you know, things like that on people's posts. And I do it genuinely and only when I feel, you know, moved to do so. And so what happens as a result of that for me has been that they will actually like reach out to me. Hey guys, they'll reach out to me and they'll say, hey, you know, I wanted to offer you this, this opportunity that I have. Normally it's, thank you. Normally it's like, it costs this amount of money, but I want to give it to you for like, you know, $100 when it's, you know, normally like $1,000 or something like that. Cause I really appreciate, you know, you commenting on my posts and always supporting me and things like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And so they always give me like these great opportunities to participate in their programs and stuff at like a massively discounted rate. And I'm like, okay, that's really cool. And then the other thing is that if I ever need them for something and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm having some trouble with this post, would you mind like just kind of looking over this for me and letting me know what you think? They're like, oh, absolutely. And they just, I don't know, people are just so awesome in that way. So when I do comments on posts, I do it very strategically and intentionally and sincerely. And the payoff has truly been wonderful because they respect me as a creator because they see what I'm doing, but I also respect them as a creator for the exact same reason.
Thank you. I am, Kanicki, I am grateful that you slept late today. And surprisingly, it's a weird comment to hear in the Podcasting Morning Chat when somebody says, I woke up late and I found you guys. It's usually the opposite, it feels like. It's usually, oh, I happened to wake up early this morning, so I was able to make it into your 7 a.m. room. But I am so appreciative. Thank you for that share. And thank you for sharing how that particular piece of advice we were giving, that Nick was sharing as far as commenting on posts, how effective that can be. I do see it like a billboard for us as well. You know, we get to show a little bit about of who we are when we comment on other people's posts, and then their community sees that. And if what we're commenting connects with them, they may take that extra step and click through and check out our profile and then decide whether or not they're going to follow us. So yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. Go ahead, Nick.
And not only that, but it does help play into the algorithm. I mean, have you ever commented on someone's post and then you notice the next 10 posts that you see are all that same person?
Oh, yeah.
Like having the interactions with those people to and from is going to make your content show up more on the feeds for people who are actually following you. And then if you kind of go cold like I did, I feel like your content doesn't get seen by anybody anymore.
Agreed. Yeah, Sid, go ahead.
I just wanted to take a moment and acknowledge the newest member of the Podcast Morning Chat who's joining us this morning. What a lovely sound that is, Nick, to hear her talking to you and to all of us.
She really enjoys, like, I'll be on the phone and she'll just be staring at me and, like, laughing the entire time I'm talking.
Well, that's what I do when I'm on Zoom with you. I just look at you and laugh the whole time. I was gonna comment on it, and then I saw Sid came off mic. I had a feeling he was going to, so yeah, I yielded. Yeah, always good to hear Aria chiming in, Nick. And all right, does anyone else have anything they want to add to this part of the conversation? Go ahead, Simona.
It's not something specific to this part of the conversation, but just with the speaker link that you have pinned up above, Jay just asked a really good question in the chat, and he asked, for the speaker application, can we pitch multiple topics? And I replied with, yes, you can. So I just wanted to say it out loud for the podcast as well, that you can apply multiple topics, and the deadline is on Friday.
Thank you for saying that, Simona. Yeah, that link is here pinned at the top of the page on Clubhouse, and it's in the show notes as well to register. Not only would I agree with that, Simona, I would also encourage it. Submit multiple talks, workshops, etc. Because you never know, you know, we might have multiple talks that are similar than the first one you submitted. And if you really want to be on a stage and share your knowledge, then submit something else too. Increase your odds. And actually, if anybody does have any questions about Empowered Podcasting, the event in North Carolina, the weekend of June 28th, we are happy to take your questions up here on stage or in the chat. I'm thinking, because originally the conversation was going to be about our intros, our outros, and even that midway point, it's the conversation of social media challenges definitely has taken over. And as I always say, I'm cool with that, where I liked seeing where these conversations go. But I'm thinking we've exhausted it. I'm thinking we end early, unless anybody has any questions or needs any guidance or advice for their podcast. Doesn't have to be social media specific. But if you've got a... Sure, go for it.
How many people on stage or that want to come on stage actively promote their social media and episodes of their show? Do you have either host read ads, we talk about it? Do you have pre-recorded ads, we talk about it? Do you promote it, or are you just using social media to promote your show and promote you?
Great question. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Amanda, did you want to respond?
I was just responding by saying, yes, I do that.
Okay, that's fair.
For our lives, I do it like 3 times. I do in the beginning, in the middle, and then definitely at the end with our end card as well. So
you're using your actual podcast, Alex, to promote whatever it is you want to promote.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, in terms of all the social media, yeah, we do it right in the beginning and then kind of halfway through-ish. And then definitely at the end, we have an end card that we read. And it also, if we're doing the video, it comes up to.
Got it. That makes sense. Val, go for it.
Yeah, I advertise throughout the podcast. The sports podcast that I produce, my host sets it up like a 4-quarter basketball game. So at the end of each quarter, we throw in a promo of some sort, which has been kind of cool. We had our highest viewing this past Monday. We had over 200 views across 5 platforms. for us, that was huge. So, yeah, it works. I just sometimes can get a little cynical. I just have to slap the pimp, slap the cynical person away and stay optimistic. Back to you, Mark.
Thank you, Val. Does anybody else do that or not do that? And why or why not? Are you using it? Go ahead, John.
So here's the challenge. I would, everybody that has a podcast, create a 15-second, you can do 15-second host read ads by you and focus on one of your social media platforms. And I'm using the example Facebook because it is heads above others for driving traffic. There are certain restrictions, but do that. You can do a recorded audio spot. You can insert it in different areas, but do it 2 or 3 times per episode and start focusing on one instead of focusing on, hey, find us on Instagram or on X, run this, run this. That turns into word salad. Focus on one and lead with what's in it for the consumer, why they want to follow you on that platform, and focus on growing the community. That's the challenge I give everybody.
I love that. I'm going to help with that challenge. And by the way, thank you for saying, you know, leading with what's important to the listener. I think that is key. And I will add to that challenge. Anybody who records that 15-second spot that's promoting your social media platform of choice, if you bring it, either send it to me or bring it to the stage live and play it for us. If you do that, I'll send you a free Podcasting Morning t-shirt. So challenge has begun. Please play along, make that recording, promote your podcast platform, I'm sorry, your social media platform of choice, and bring it and play it for us. Or send it to me and I'll play it for us, and you'll win a free Podcasting Morning Chat t-shirt. Walt, what did you want to add?
Well, you know, since you're out here buzzing on social media, I was like, yo, Mark should do this challenge too, and this is his podcast. And I'm like, so, yes, what platform are you going to
put? I appreciate that, Walt. I am struggling to make that decision. I have it between Instagram and LinkedIn. And I say that because Instagram, I've been building a presence there, and so I feel obligated to continue to send people over there. At the same time, I'm trying to build up a presence on LinkedIn. So I will say this: if you enjoy video content, carousel posts, follow me on Instagram at Mark Ronick. That's Mark with a C and Ronick with a CK. And if you like more blog-type posts or more text-style posts, check me out on LinkedIn, also Mark Ronick, because that's what I'm doing there. And actually, that's what I'm doing often. I take what we're doing here and what we talk about here, and I blog about it over on LinkedIn. So thank you, Walt. Appreciate that. Did you have something else?
I was going to say something, but now I'm just like, y'all, I hope y'all took notes. He didn't just be like, follow me there. He was like, if you like this, kind of play it into people's interests, behaviors, and how they use social. So just a little masterclass wanted to point out.
Thanks, Walt. And hey, speaking of social media, do you you want to share what I shared with you last night?
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Let me go back to the actual thing. But somebody, you never really know who knows who, and like the interactions, like this world's small and social media makes it smaller. So yesterday I shouted out a podcaster that I know, Rena, and someone who's listening to the actual podcast, not this Clubhouse up here, they know Rena. They're like, oh, yo, you. And so they tweeted about it, tagged her, and was like, oh, you were mentioned on this podcast, gave the timestamp. And I had said that, oh, yeah, she worked on Maury back in the day. And he definitely added that in, corrected me real time in public for everyone to see. They're like, oh, yeah, it's for some reason they thought you worked on Maury instead of Jerry Springer. So you know, it was actually Jerry Springer, but it was cool, right? Because somebody's listening intently, heard something that was familiar, and like, oh, let me share this with the person that I know. Did it publicly on social media. They could have texted or messaged or something, but they did it public. So it's just interesting just how social conversations work. And I forgot who said it earlier, but someone mentioned, I forgot what they mentioned, but it was good advice. But it's basically just about like the purpose of social media and like how conversations happen. So that one simple tweet, doing it publicly, 96 people or whatever viewed it. So it just continues to grow the awareness and the impressions that exist for what's happening right now. So it was a really cool moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And you're right. You never know, right? And I still get excited anytime somebody I don't know just randomly shares and posts about my podcast. It's fun. It's exciting. It shows, yeah, people are actually listening. Yeah, that was a cool moment. All right. I see we have Brian up here. Brian, good morning. I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, because we're short on time, if you can keep it brief, we still want to hear from you. I want to get to you, and then I will share something else and take us home. So with that, Brian, good morning. What did you want to add?
Good morning, Mark. Well, after I saw the name change of the room social media challenges, I knew I kind of had to come up. So the challenges that I have with podcasting is just getting any views on my recent videos on my YouTube channel. Because people view the shorts, but they don't view the longer stuff, which I can sort of understand because mine, I don't always speak very clearly or with a plan, but I am working on it. And I mean, Instagram is a challenge with reaching people as well. Although I do consider Instagram one of my top three, along with Facebook and LinkedIn. So, that's just what I wanted to add. And plus, I haven't been up here this week, I don't think. But thank you for letting me share. Close.
Yeah, and thank you, Brian, for sharing. And yeah, the struggle is real. I think you're not alone trying to get more views, more engagement on your content on YouTube. I know Nick and I are working hard to build up our YouTube channel, and it's challenging. And I can't help but to think about what Simona was saying earlier, which is, you know, lean on what's working for you. And if those shorts are working for you, then more power to you. Keep them going. And also, I don't know if you or others know this because it's a newer feature of YouTube. You can now link to your from your shorts to another long form video. So perhaps if you were to link one of those new shorts you put out to one of your newer episodes that you put out on YouTube, link them together and see if maybe that gets you some more views. You never know. All right. So as I said, the conversation went in another direction, and I still want to have the talk on really fine-tuning those intros, those outros, and maybe not even fine-tuning, but adding something to the midway point of your episode to keep your audience engaged and to give them a little bit of a palate cleanser. I think that there's some significance to that. So we'll dig into all of that next week. And next week, by the way, and this isn't the end of the week because we're back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern, but next week I am looking to do a room on Patreon and platforms like Patreon. How are people using them? How are they using them successfully? And how are people using them and maybe struggling with them and finding some ways to get that Patreon or whatever similar platform, get that thing working well for you? So If you use Patreon or something like it, let me know. Reach out to me because I'm looking to schedule something for next week. I've got one or two people that have said that they're willing to join us. So I'm building up a panel and would like, if you're using it, for you to be a part of it. And again, we are back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, sharing our wins from the week and talking all things podcasting and content creation. So please put it on your calendar. Join us at 7 a.m. Eastern live here on Clubhouse, or catch us at 7 a.m. Pacific time via podcast. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.